All right, so first big thing is Cam Stewart, Red Fox. So with Pop Lipsticks, when are we going to see Volume 2 coming out?
I can't give you an answer on that, unfortunately. No. Ray has written it entirely. Awesome. It's been written for a very long time, actually, so he's not the problem. It's me that's the problem. Right. Unfortunately, I've had a lot of other work that I've had to take up.
It is great,
and I'm thankful for it. It's just one of the cases of having to earn a living, and or projects that I really can't say no to that have fallen, and so unfortunately, it's just been difficult. I can't, I've only got so much time. And so I've got to prioritize things, and I swear to God, it's coming.
Okay.
I'm not going to abandon it. It's not like one of these things where I've just been like, the first issue, whatever, and now I'm not going to do it. I mean, I will do it. But,
the store I work at, everyone always grabs the first one. It's like the Scott Pilgrim thing. It's like they grab the first one and they come back in, and where's the second one?
That's what our publishers keep telling me, too, yes. I mean, that's very encouraging to know that people are coming back for a second one. My plan is that once I clear all the work that I have, I'm going to then be able to devote an exclusive chunk of time to doing it so I can do it fast.
Awesome.
Rather than, because the deal with Oni Press is that you don't really make a page rate on it the way you do like Marvel or DC or whatever. And so to do a book of that length, it's a significant investment of time and a significant amount of time with no income, so that's what makes it hard to sort of, justify saying, well, it'll take 6 months and do this. But I'm, hopefully by the time I'm finished all the other stuff that I have to do, I'll have enough that I can, enough savings that I can kind of work for a while and finish it. So I can't, I can't say when it'll be, but it will be done.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That's pretty much all.
What are some of the projects that you have that you can talk about at least?
At the moment, I am doing a part of a graphic novel based on The Prince of Persia.
Oh, cool.
A Disney movie based on the video game series.
Oh, right.
And it's an anthology book that will be coming out from Disney before the movie. That's a bunch of different artists all working from a script. It's an anthology title.
Yeah.
Not a direct adaptation of the film. It's a bunch of different stories with the same characters. And it's all written by Jordan Mechner, who's the guy who created the video game 20 years ago.
He just had a graphic novel for Prince of Persia that came out as well, right?
That's right, yeah.
It was actually really a fantastic reading.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and that's what's kind of cool about this. I've done movie tie-in stuff before and licensed stuff before.
Yeah, actually, I got to tell you, your Batman Dark Knight, the children's book thing, I don't know.
Can we edit this part out?
Totally.
Because I really don't even want that to be known that I did
really?
This.
Really? I got to tell you, I loved it.
Oh, well, thanks.
I thought it was great.
I feel personally that's my creative low point.
Well, everyone's got to do one of those, though, right? And, I mean, it's like you said, I mean, that you do that kind of thing and it frees you up to do stuff like Apocalypse, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But no, I got to tell you, actually, I got it for my niece or my godson.
Oh, cool. I mean, that's the audience for it.
Yeah, so, and she loved it. And she couldn't see the movie, so
exactly,
now she understands why she actually dressed up like the Joker.
Right.
So she just gets to steal pies and stuff,
right.
So.
So I've done these movie tie-in things before, and I haven't really enjoyed a lot of it, And when I was asked to do this Prince of Persia thing, one of my first questions was, is this going to be a typical movie tie-in? Is it going to be? And the editor said, no, it's going to be really cool, and you can draw it in whatever style you want. It's not something where it has to be cross-checked with photos of Jake Gyllenhaal to make sure that the likeness is correct in every pan. Yeah. Like, it's like, I have a lot of freedom on it, which was really cool, and the story is pretty interesting, and so I think it'll be a pretty, and the lineup of artists that they have working on it is really great.
It's
Tommy Lee Edwards, Tom Fowler, Nico Henricon, who else, a couple other guys who Todd McFarlane is doing the cover. And it's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be, and because it's Disney, I mean, they're putting like a huge push behind it. It's going to be a big book. It's going to have a lot of media presence.
Yeah,
it's a tie-in with their huge tentpole movie of the summer, right? So it should be a big thing. So I'm doing that. I am doing a very big book for DC, which I'm not allowed to say yet.
Okay.
But I've already been working on it. But it is.
Can you let slip like who maybe the writer is?
No, I can't. I really can't. I've already, I keep asking I keep talking to my editor and saying, okay, can I say this at least? Yeah. And they go, no, just keep it under your hat for now. Okay. So I unfortunately can't tell you. But it is big. Yeah. I will say that.
That's big.
Awesome. And then I have a webcomic that I write and draw.
Transmission.
You know,
X,
exactly. Yeah.
I'll be there. I'll be covering your panel.
Awesome. So, amazing. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. So my plate's pretty full. And then Ray's doing a lot of stuff too, which you can.
So whatabouts are you working on right now?
Well, I've got a book coming out from Top Shelf next year called Junction True, which is a long time coming, and Vince Locke is painting it. You might remember his stuff from Dead World, like way back, and now he does a lot of painted stuff for bands and everything, like Cannibal Corpse and stuff. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful book.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's a fantastic book, and I'm doing another book for Oni that's unannounced. Okay. At this point, but hopefully you'll be able to hear about it soon.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm trying to think now where I should go. First off, Catwoman at Ed Brubaker is one of my all-time favorite series.
Oh, thank you.
Probably the best thing I've ever read in terms of the crime genre, especially from DC. And I mean, they have some pretty decent stuff. Any kind of like return to that anytime coming soon?
To Catwoman or to working with Ed?
Just working with Ed.
I would love to.
Yeah.
At the moment, I don't know because, I'm so busy. Ed's so busy. Ed's Marvel exclusive now, I think.
Right, yes.
I don't know. I've tried to get in the door of Marvel a couple of times and haven't had a lot of success with it, so I don't know.
Have you done anything with Marvel?
I have, but it's been things for not their... I've actually really enjoyed the stuff that I've been doing because I've been doing stuff for like their Marvel Adventures books.
Okay. Oh,
and
right. Oh yeah, you have the mini MODOKs.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I have those issues.
And I did a thing for just recently. I did a little goofy Wolverine story for X-Men Special Class or First Class Special. It was.
Okay.
And those are like kind of I guess non. Canonical stuff, and
which
so therefore you can
yeah.
play with it, and so it's really fun.
Well, I mean, the Marvel Adventures line is that, and I mean, this is maybe my opinion, but I think that's kind of the better line. I mean, like, as much as I love, like, Captain America the Daredevil, I have more fun actually reading the Marvel Adventures line.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So I think, I mean, it seems like they're happy enough to hire me for that kind of stuff, but not for, you know, kind of their more mainstream, you know, heavy hitter kind of books, and you know, I mean, I don't know if I would do an issue of Daredevil with Ed or something.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be really cool, but I don't know. It's I would say at the moment it's kind of unlikely, not for any reason other than just we're both so busy and you know. So
awesome. Well, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate
both
of you guys. Hopefully we will see Apocalypse 6 soon.
Yeah, no, we will. We will.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Yeah.
I will do it. That is my promise is that it will get done. It's just
awesome.
Maybe not as fast as.
As it happens. No, that's fine. I mean, take your time.
You know what? There's 3 years between movie sequels.
Exactly.
People don't care about that.
I'm not too worried about it. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem.
So thank you.